No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace. George Floyd. George Floyd.
This is Ozarks at Large. Like they've done in numerous cities around the country, protesters filled the Bentonville Square yesterday evening in response to the murder of George Floyd and other black Americans who have been killed by white law enforcement officers. Floyd was killed last week when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck while he was handcuffed. Former officer Derek Chauvin has been arrested. He was arrested 4 days afterward and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Activists have demanded that the three other former police officers who were there when Floyd was killed also face charges. Floyd's death has sparked both peaceful protests and clashes with police, and that's what happened in Bentonville. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek was there. She joins us now. When protesters first came to the square, Bentonville, everything seemed peaceful, correct?
It did. And those chants that you just heard were recorded in the first couple hours of the protest. There were a lot of people on the square at that point, I'd say upwards of 1,000. So this was around 7:30, 8 o'clock. And this protest, by the way, had been postponed by organizers just a few hours before people started showing up. There were concerns about threats that had been made on social media against protesters, and organizers felt that it would be better to push the event back, but it was clear protesters were still going to show up. So both the Bentonville Police Department and the Benton County Sheriff's Office were there from the start. I arrived around 7:15, but there were already so many people on the square that I think people started showing up as early as 6 or 6:30.
What was it like when you first showed up shortly after 7 last night?
So many protesters came dressed in black. That was a request made by the original protest organizers. They carried signs. And I should also note that most of them wore masks because we're still in the middle of a pandemic. As you'd expect, there was a lot of chanting. A large group of protesters marched around the statue of the Confederate soldier that's on the square. Eventually, protesters spilled into the streets around the square, so police did end up closing those off for safety as the protests went on. There were a lot of young people there, many visibly still in high school, most likely. But I also saw a lot of families and plenty of older folks out there to support the younger protesters. I did end up speaking with one man who was at the protest early on. This was before the sun set. His name is Darnell, and he was there with his son. Here's a little bit of our conversation.
I'm here to protest the injustice that's going on around the country.
Hey, man, why was it important for you to come out here in Bentonville?
First, this is where I live, so I'm a representation of this community, and, you know, we need to fight for injustice, and it's a beautiful thing that everybody is out here fighting together.
So why was it important for you to bring your son out here?
I want him to be exposed to this, to see what's going on at an early age and understand that you got to fight for something.
And what is it like to see your community come out like this?
It's beautiful. It's overwhelming to see everybody from all different colors and cultures come together for a common cause.
And that's a man named Darnell who was on the Bentonville Square last night. You just heard from him. He was there as part of the peaceful protest with his son. Now, you also spoke with some medics that were there as well, right?
I did. I would maybe call them unofficial medics, okay, in that these weren't people who were there with a specific EMS service or with the city or with the county. Just people who have some medical training to help someone who has been tear gassed, for example, which is something we've seen happen at protests around the country. The medics were set up in the parking lot of the First United Methodist Church, which is just a block away from the square. They also had some hand-drawn signs that they put up to direct people to the area. And some of these unofficial medics were also among the protesters, just in case. I spoke with one of these volunteers, again, early on. Her name is Lily, and she told me that she wanted to be over-prepared than under-prepared for this protest.
And I'm out here with some friends. We saw that the official protest was postponed. It was originally supposed to be organized by some young black women who were afraid to be the faces of this protest. A bunch of white people wanted to jump in and do the protest anyway, and we were afraid that there would be some problems. So we were set up off the square with some water, milk, rubbing alcohol, Clorox wipes. Pretty much everyone brought whatever first aid stuff they had, and we are posted up ready to help out when needed.
And as you witnessed a couple of hours later, those medics were put to use.
They were. After most of the protesters left, there was still a fairly sizable group that stuck around after 9 o'clock, and things got a lot more confrontational than they were earlier in the day. So this was after the sunset. The protesters gathered at the bottom of the steps of the Benton County Courthouse, which is right on the square there, and police lined up wearing body armor. They were also equipped with these yellow batons and gas masks that we've also seen them wear across the country. There was some back and forth between the protesters and the law enforcement on the steps, and that escalated tensions. A post on the City of Bentonville Facebook page states protesters damaged 2 police cars near the square. I don't know what the extent of that damage is. I didn't witness this for myself. There was also a post on that page stating protesters threw rocks at officers. I saw some plastic bottles being thrown in their direction and also some fireworks going off among the protesters. The protesters have responded to that post on social media as well, saying there was no warning to disperse before law enforcement used the first round of tear gas. Tear gas was used several more times after that to get the protesters to leave. Here's a little bit of what I recorded during all this.
We want peace! 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 We want peace!
This is no longer a peaceful assembly.
So I recorded that compilation of audio in the last couple of hours of the protest. I did hang back quite a bit to avoid the tear gas. I wasn't anywhere close to where it was deployed, but if you were anywhere on the square last night, your eyes were stinging at one point or another, especially as you got closer to the courthouse.
There's also been some pushback from protesters about whether deploying tear gas was the only defensive measure taken by police officers.
Yeah, the last post of the night on that City of Bentonville Facebook page was made at 10:53 p.m. Most of the protest dispersed a little bit after 11. That post states that despite previous reports, rubber bullets have not been fired. Protesters have made comments on that post saying the city is lying. They've also posted some photos and videos of people with bruises. Again, I was not a witness to any of that. From where I was standing at the end of the night across the square from the courthouse, there were protesters who were yelling at officers as they passed them on foot or in their cars. But there were also protesters who thanked the officers and encouraged people to stay peaceful. And I saw that throughout the night. There's also contradicting information about whether there were outside agitators at the protest trying to turn it into a standoff instead of a peaceful demonstration. I've seen posts saying there were, but I've also seen ones saying there weren't. So bottom line, there are still a lot of unanswered questions this morning. I've made calls and sent text messages to the public information officers for both Bentonville Police and the Benton County Sheriff's Office. So I'm hoping I can give you an update as to what city leaders have to say during our 7 p.m. show. And, you know, all the things that happened in Bentonville last night have also been happening across the country. These questions of who is ending the peacefulness of the peaceful protests. Are there outside agitators? Are there not? What kind of force was used? What kind of force should have been used? All those conversations are happening in cities across the country.
And I just wonder if there is any way to analyze what happened. Video or eyewitness accounts. I mean, there are a lot. Depending where you were, you probably experienced different things.
Definitely. And that was the case even for me. It just depended where you were standing, how close you were. I chose to hang back, given the tear gas, even the little bit that I experienced was pretty intense. So I can't imagine being up front where it was happening. So That's a great question. And I think that remains to be seen. There were definitely a lot of video happening last night. Live streams, video being taken by protesters. So we'll have to see.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you hung back. We don't have in our KUAF budget materials that would protect you from tear gas and whatnot. All right. So if you find out more, we'll get an update at 7?
We sure will.
Susanna Sitek was at the Bentonville Square last night. Protests are scheduled for Fayetteville tonight. Daniel Carruth from Ozarks at Large will be covering that. Susanna, thank you. Stay well.
Thank you. Stay well as well.